Sian Bowie, what brings you to Elephant and Castle today?
Well, today I'm launching my policies for small businesses, particularly how we're going to protect their premises, their spaces and their rents as time goes on, because London is being redeveloped at an extraordinary pace, and quite often the small businesses that exist in places like Elephant and Castle shopping centre here are forgotten about. It's assumed they'll just move off. No space is made for them in the new development, and as we've seen with Network Rail in Brixton as well, people can be moved out and then offered space, but at a much higher rate. So we need to make sure we've got policies in the London plan to make sure that doesn't happen under the new mayor.
And you've met businesses, you've met traders today from a range of backgrounds, but particularly of Latin American businesses. How important is it that the Latin American community continues to have a place here post the redevelopment?
Well, there's more than 70 Latin American businesses in this area now, and it's becoming a real hub for people to come to, for culture. And another part of my policies is going to be trying to protect that emerging heritage, those emerging traditions, to make sure that we don't just turn all of London into homogenous chain stores and things. It's about independent businesses and a resilient economy, but also preserving the character of areas that have grown up sort of organically and protecting them in the future.
And what levers does the mayor actually have that they can use to protect small businesses? Traditionally, landlord and tenant questions have been kind of out of the reach of politicians. How would you actually get a handle on this?
Well, I think when things are redeveloped, planning permission is needed, and the London plan is actually a very powerful document in terms of how we can provide evidence and put strong policies in place that control what people redeveloping sites or refurbishing sites can do. The next mayor has to rewrite the London plan, and I want to work with the businesses, with organisations like Just Space and the Latin American businesses here, and rewrite that London plan in the best possible way for them.
Finally, if I could ask you a question on another burning local issue for my readers, which is about the Garden Bridge. And next week, Lambeth Council will be, their scrutiny committee will be looking at the decision to allow land on the South Bank to be used for the project. What message do you give to the people who are making those decisions next week?
I think they should deny the land to the Garden Bridge project. There are so many questions still about, I dispute its value as a transport project. I'm a transport campaigner. I don't think we should be giving money for it as a transport project. But the question's about the procurement as well. I don't think Lambeth should be making any decisions about this land. And if they do make a decision, it should be to turn the Garden Bridge down, because this project does need to be stopped.